Welcome to this demonstration of the Wahoo ticker, and that's all caps T-I-C-K-R, heart rate monitor. And this particular one I'm talking about, at least here in Australia, is $69 Australian. So what I thought I would do today is give you a brief description of the, and I'm just going to call it the ticker, give you a brief description of it, go through the pairing mode, which is extremely easy, and then go through quickly two apps. One is the utility app to test the ticker to make sure it's working okay. And the second one is called RunFit, which is used with the ticker heart rate monitor itself to do workouts. And I'll just give you a brief demo of that on my treadmill. Now, just two things before I get stuck into this. I'm in my house yet again, and of course I've got cathedral ceilings and tiled floors, so you will be hearing a bit of echo. And I've also got my iPhone here plugged into the speakers of my treadmill. So my audio, me speaking, and voiceover speaking on my iPhone may sound a little bit echoey and maybe a little bit odd. I've chosen the US Alexa voice because it's a lower frequency, just to make it probably a little bit more clearer, hopefully, in the recording. So let's get stuck into it. The Wahoo Ticker Heart Rate Monitor. What you basically get in the box is the little heart rate monitor itself, which is very tiny. It literally just fits in the palm of your hand. You get an adjustable chest strap to strap it around your chest, and you get a little getting started guide, and that's all that you get in the box. As far as a physical description of the ticker itself, basically what it is, it's a flat surface on the face of it, which is facing away from you from your chest. And then on the back of the ticker itself, in the middle, you've got a raised square area, which also contains the battery. And then on the left and the right hand side of that, of the little raised square, you've got two little knobs that stick out. And of course, that's what the chest band connects to. And I'm actually going to do that now. So I've got the strap in my hand. So I'm going to grab one side and click it onto one side of the ticker. That's one side clicked in. It was really funny because when I was first doing this, I almost felt like I was going to break it because it was a fairly loud click when you actually connect it. So before I put it on, I've already adjusted the chest band for my chest anyway. And of course, it's just one of those slider ones in the middle with a little buckle. You just pull the band in and out to adjust it to your chest size. Okay, so I'm just going to pull up my t-shirt and put it around my chest. And of course, it goes below your sternum. And bring it around. I'm just going to attach the chest band now to the other side. Okay, that's on. And just put my hands around my back to get the strap fitting a bit better. Probably should put my t-shirt back down again. All right, so that's actually now just under my sternum, and the band itself feels quite fine to wear. Literally, you can wear it all day if you really wanted to. It's elasticized band as well as being adjustable. When you get the ticker itself, it's literally on. The battery's already in it, and it's on, ready to pair straight away. And of course, to pair it, you would go into settings, Bluetooth on your iOS device. In this case, I've got my iPhone 6S here. And then right down the bottom, if you haven't paired it already, you'll see the ticker come up, and you double tap on that, and it'll pair it straight away. There's no need to put in a pairing code. And basically, that's it for pairing. And then if you want to check if it's running, you could run the little Wahoo utility app that I've got on my iPhone here. So let me just wake up my treadmill so we can actually use my speaker on the treadmill. I'm just going to ask Siri to open up utility. Hey Siri, open utility.
Utility 3.1.0.
Okay, that's the version number of the utility program I'm using. If I flick to the right.
Thanks for using Wahoo Fitness for your workout. Get a compatible app button. Test Bluetooth sensors button.
Okay, test Bluetooth sensors. And that's what I want to do. Test Bluetooth sensors. One finger double tap.
RF Bluetooth sensors back button.
Flick to the right again. Of course, using voiceover gestures.
Bluetooth sensors heading. Your device has Bluetooth 4.0. If you are having problems connecting fitness sensors to your iPhone, please select the sensor you are trying to use. TICKR/BlueHR button.
Okay, that's the ticker. That's the one we want to check. So one finger double tap on that one.
heart rate, back button.
If I flick to the right.
TICKR, heading. Heart rate sensor is connected.
I flick to the right again.
FAQ/help button.
And this is FAQ/help. So I flick back to the left.
Heart rate sensor is connected.
And double tap on that.
Heart rate sensor is connected.
Now if I flick down now.
61.
That's my current heartbeat, 61 beats per minute.
BPM.
So BPM beats per minute.
Firmware, V1.2.21.
It's my firmware.
FAQ/help button.
And then we're back to the FAQ/help. I can leave that one alone now, that now I've confirmed that the heart rate monitor is working. So I'm just gonna press my home button to come out.
FaceTime.
And I've already pre-set up this second app that I'm actually gonna show you. And that's the Run Fit app to use with the Wahoo Ticker Heartbeat Monitor. So I'm just going to, hey Siri, open Run Fit.
Run Fit, RUN/walk, motion in HR analysis.
If I touch down the bottom for the tabs.
Selected, workout, tab, 1 of 4.
Okay, I've got 4 tabs. We've got workout.
Results, tab, 2 of 4.
Results.
Profile, tab, 3 of 4.
Profile.
Settings, tab, 4 of 4.
And settings. So if I double tap on settings, touch towards the top of the screen.
Settings, heading, sensor settings, heading, TICKR, connected.
Okay, so TICKR or ticker, connected. And of course, I don't really have had to use that utility app to check the heart rate monitor is connected. I could have just gone straight to the Run Fit app, but I just wanted to show you that utility. So I flick to the right again.
Forget the TICKR.
So I can forget it.
Workout settings, heading.
Here we go, the workout settings.
Units.
Units.
Selected, metric, button, 1 of 2.
I've got metric selected.
English, button, 2 of 2, auto pause.
Auto pause.
Auto pause. Switch button off.
And I've got auto pause.
Double tap to toggle off. Setting. Audio announcements.
Audio announcements.
Audio announcements. Switch button on.
So I've got audio announcements.
Double tap to
on.
Toggle share settings. Heading.
Share settings heading.
Linked accounts button.
Linked accounts.
More. Heading.
More.
About Run Fit button.
About Run Fit.
Contact support button.
Contact support.
Workout. Tab. 1 of 4.
And I'll flick back down to the first tab on the left-hand side, workout. So let me just touch on profile.
Profile. Tab. 3 of 4.
It's the third tab. One finger double tap on that. And of course, I've set up my own profile to do my training within the Run Fit app. So I touch the top.
Profile. Heading.
Flick to the right.
Plus button.
Now I want to get to my heart rate zone, so I'm just going to rotate around to headings.
Language. Headings.
And flick down.
My HR zones.
Here's my HR zone, so if I flick to the right.
Develop speed feels like I can't breathe. Experienced athletes only. Max effort, 142, 150 BPM.
So I keep flicking to the right.
1, button 2, button 3, 4, selected, 5, button take a heart rate test, button, edit HR zones, button.
Okay, and I'll just show you what my current edit zones are for my heart rate. One finger double tap on that.
HR zones, profile, back button.
Flick to the right.
HR zones, heading, max HR.
Maximum heartbeat.
150 BPM, text field.
Okay, I've got my double tap 150 beats per minute.
Heart threshold.
Heart threshold.
142 BPM, text field.
142
double
beats per minute.
Double tap to edit. Moderate threshold.
Moderate threshold.
127 BPM, text field.
127
double
beats
tap to
minute.
Edit. Easy threshold.
Easy threshold.
112 BPM, text field. Double tap to edit.
112 beats per minute.
Very easy threshold.
And very easy threshold.
97 BPM, text
97
field.
97 beats per minute.
Resting HR.
And my resting heart rate.
57 BPM, text field.
Is 57
double
BPM
tap to edit.
Per minute. So I've basically gone through this and set up my own ratings based upon information that I got from other apps in general. So that's how I arrived at these ones, particularly for myself. Okay, so these are my own personal heartbeat settings. So top left-hand side.
Profile, back button.
Double tap on the profile, back button.
Profile, edit HR zones, button.
Okay, so that was the heart rate zones that I actually edited. And that was actually based on the following initial setup. So if I flick to the right.
About me, heading.
Okay, here's a heading about me.
Height.
Okay, this is where you had to fill in your personal details about height, etc. So I flick to the right.
175 centimeters, text field. Double tap to edit.
Okay, 175 centimeters.
Weight.
Weight.
105.0 kilograms. Text field.
105 kilos.
Double tap to edit. Date of birth.
Date of birth.
19/01/1964. Text field.
19/01/1964.
Double tap to edit. Gender.
Gender.
Selected. Male. Button.
And
1 of 2.
Can select male or
female. Button.
Female.
2 of 2.
Click to the right.
Personal details are used for calculating fitness metrics such as heart rate zones and calorie burn. We don't view, sell, or share your private information.
Okay, so privacy information, and also the information about how these stats will build up the heart rate zones and how many calories you burn as well. So what I did was I gave them my initial stats. It then built the heart zones automatically, and then I went in and adjusted them myself. But you also can leave them alone if you wish, because it's based on a standard formula for working out your heart zones. So that's basically it for the profiles. And bottom left hand side.
Workout tab, 1 of 4.
And let's double tap on workout.
Selected, workout tab, 1 of 4.
And touch top right hand side of the screen.
RUN/walk, motion in HR analysis.
Run, walk, heartbeat analysis. Flick to the right.
Cardio, track your heart rate.
Cardio, track your heart rate.
Strength, body weight exercises.
And we've got strength, body weight exercises.
Selected, workout, tab,
and
1 of 4.
To workout. So I'm going to flick back to the left.
Strength, cardio, track your heart rate.
And I'm going to do cardio for this demo. So we'll double tap on cardio.
Back button.
Flick to the right.
Get ready.
Get ready.
063 BPM.
Okay, it's currently 063 beats per minute.
Type cardio button.
And type is cardio.
Connect to gym equipment button.
Connect to gym equipment. Well, I'm not going to do that.
Go button.
And then we've got to go. So I'm going to double tap on go.
00% zone name.
And touch top of the screen.
40% very easy.
Okay, and that said 40% very easy because I'm not even moving. Let me turn my treadmill on to start walking. Okay. Now let me just speed up my treadmill a bit here. Okay, so let us click on the screen.
71. 48% very easy.
So 48% very easy now. If I flick to the right.
83.
There's my heartbeat already at 83 beats per minute. And the nice thing about this is I'm just holding my iPhone in my right hand, and I've still got my left hand on the treadmill. So even though I can actually use my Apple Watch to check my heartbeat, I still find it a little bit difficult to use my right hand to sort of lean over where my watch is on my left hand, open up the heart rate glance even via Siri, and check my current heartbeat. So this way, with the Tikka heartbeat monitor, that's 1 minute so far, and that's off my treadmill beeps, I can actually quickly check my heartbeat and my percentage for my cardio workout. So if I flick back to left on my current screen here on the RunFit app.
82.
Heartbeat's 82.
54% very easy.
54% very easy. So let me increase the tilt on my treadmill here. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. Actually, let's do another 4. All right, that makes it nice and steep, and I'm still going the same speed, so let me flick back to the left.
54%, very easy.
So now 54%, 2 minutes if I flick to the right.
82.
My heartbeat's still at 82. Let me speed up my treadmill here. Okay, let's see if that's made a difference. Click back to the left.
59%, very easy.
That's better. Click to the right.
91.
My beats are now at 91. Click back to the left again.
62%, very easy.
Good, it's going up.
95.
95, okay. Let's see if we can hit the higher zone. So I'm going to increase my speed. Flick back to the left.
65% easy.
Good, now we're on easy. Finally got there. So flick to the right.
103.
That's my current heartbeat, 103. Let's give myself a bit more tilt. And flick back the left.
69% easy.
That's going up, good.
106.
106. Let's get a bit faster. Get my heartbeat up again. Flick back the left.
76% moderate.
Oh, good. 76% moderate. Flick the right.
119.
Excellent. So flip back the left.
81% moderate.
Oh, 81% moderate. Flick the right.
123
beats per minute. I'm getting breathless. Let me slow my speed down a bit. Flick the left.
86% hard. 132.
132 beats per minute. And then, if I slow down, put the tilt down. Slow the speed down. Flip back to left.
83% moderate.
Now I'm back on moderate.
124.
Flip to the right, 124. Now flip to the right again.
BPM. Time. 6. 40.
So 6 minutes, 40 seconds.
Calories.
Calories.
65. Lock button.
That's a lock button.
Locks the flick. Screen.
Flick to the right again.
Pause button.
So flick back to the left.
Lock. 70 calories. 7. 14. Time. BPM. 113.
Okay, down to 113. Flick to the left.
76% moderate.
Still on 76% moderate. Okay, slow myself right down.
Easy.
Now we're back to 71% easy. Click to the right.
106.
And there's my beats per minute down to 106 now. So I want to pause. So if I flick to the right.
BPM. Time. 8:35. Calories. 86. Lock the pause button.
So I'll tap on pause.
Pause is going to resume.
And I flick to the right.
End button.
And there's the end button to stop my treadmill. What I find on the end button is what you have to do is do a double tap and hold for that end button to activate. And release.
Cardio results. Back button.
Back button, flick to the right.
Cardio results.
Okay, here we go. Cardio results.
Share button.
Share button.
Extend your workout with a strength routine button.
Extend your workout with a strength routine. Not today, thanks.
The 12th of May 2016, 10:37 a.m., 104, HR, 8:42, time, 86, CAL.
Okay, so if I read that word by word.
Language, characters, words, 12, May, 2016, 10:37 a.m.
Okay, that's the date and time.
104, HR.
That 104 heartbeat was my average, so I flicked the right again.
08:42.
That was the length of time, 8 minutes and 42 seconds.
Time, 86. CAL.
86 calories, so I flicked the right again.
HR zones, very easy.
That's very easy. And I'll come back to that in a minute. I just pressed two-finger touch on the screen to pause if I flicked to the right.
Selected, 37% button.
Okay, I get the breakdown, so currently very easy is selected, and that's 37%. If I flick to the right,
19% button.
19% and so on. So I'll just show you what happens when you select each one. So we're currently on very easy, so I flick back to the left.
Selected, HR zones, very easy. Slowly slogging, 57, 96 BPM vertical line, 3, 10, vertical line, 37% recovery and improves overall health, 104, 86 cal, AVG.
Okay, so that basically gave me the stats for the very easy heartbeat level. So I flick to the right.
Selected, 37%.
And again.
19% button.
Okay, I double tap on 19%.
Selected, 19%.
And flick back to the left.
37% HR zones, easy.
Now this
just
is easy.
Jogging, 97, 111 BPM vertical line, 138, vertical line 19% develops endurance, 104, 86 cal, AVG.
Flip to the right again.
37% selected, 19%, 25% button.
And double tap on the 25%.
Selected, 25%.
And flick back to the left for the averages.
19%, 37%, HR zones, moderate.
This is moderate.
Steadily striding, 112, 126 BPM vertical line, 2, 8, vertical line 25% improves cardiovascular fitness, 104, 86 cal, AVG.
Okay, and that's the actual cardio fitness level that I probably should stay at a lot longer. So flick to the right again.
37, 19% selected, 25%, but 20% button.
And double tap on 20%.
Selected, 20%.
Flick back to the left.
25, 19%, 37, HR zones, hard.
This is hard.
Rapidly running, 127, 141 BPM vertical line, 142. Vertical line 20% increases performance capacity, 104, 86 cal, AVG.
Okay, and if I flick to the right again.
30, 19, 25, selected, 20, 0% button.
And I didn't get to the top level. If I double tap on 0.
Selected, 0%.
And flick back.
20, 20, 19, 37, HR zones, max effort.
Which is max effort.
Seriously sprinting, 142, 150 BPM vertical line, 0. Vertical line 0% develops speed, 104, 86 cal, AVG.
So if I touch the top left hand side of the screen.
Back button.
One finger double tap on back.
Back results.
And I'm gone to the results screen, so I flick to the right.
Edit button. 1, workouts. 8, 42 minutes, 86 calories.
That's the one workout. Flick to the right.
This week heading.
And this week heading.
Cardio, the 12th of May 2016, 10:37 a.m., attachment.png, crisp, well-lit, file, image, 104 BPM, attachment.png, crisp, well-lit, file, image, 8:42, attachment.png, crisp, well-lit, file, image, 87 cal. Actions available.
Okay, so you can get information on your workout.
Earlier heading.
And then you've got a heading which is earlier because I haven't done one for since.
Treadmill walking, the 16th of April 2016.
Whoops, the 16th of April treadmill walking. So that was that running walking item that you heard before, the cardiovascular workout item. Let me just press the home button to come out of the RunFit app.
FaceTime.
And let me just turn my treadmill off. Okay, so let me just take the ticker off. Undo one side of the chest band on the ticker and just slide the other band out. I'm just going to wrap it over itself and pop it in my pocket. And that completes this demo of the Wahoo Ticker, all caps T-I-C-K-R, heart rate monitor, which I said at the beginning was $69 Australian. And as I covered in the recording, what's in the box, the Bluetooth setup, physical description and how to attach the chest bands, and of course it goes below your sternum to pick up your heart rate. And I did say that it was on by default, so you don't need to do anything and you don't need to put a pin number in when you're pairing. And then I did two apps, the utility app for Wahoo to test if the ticker's working okay. And of course if you don't want to use that, you can use the RunFit app itself. And as I said in the recording, you do need to set up that RunFit with a couple of different steps, and also putting your profile information in about your heart rate zones, your own personal stats, whether you're male or female, your height, your age, etc. Then I chose the cardiovascular workout in the workout screen, went through the averages of the actual workout, and then that completed the demo. So I hope you found that interesting. As I said during the recording, I actually find using the ticker heart rate monitor far easier than trying to use my Apple Watch to check my heartbeat. And I hope this is just one more suggestion on your way to getting fit if you want to check your heart rate when you're exercising easily, in this case via your iPhone. So that completes the demo. As always, thanks for listening and bye for now.